So just talk about being rewarded and you know, feels good to be recognized like that, I assume?
It's kind of surreal right now. It's hard to believe. Organization like the Broncos to put faith in me like that and say that they appreciate what I've done just means a lot. I'm humbled and grateful and just feel our family is very blessed to be in the position we're in, and just thank God and thank everybody who's helped me on my way. So I just want to help our team win as many championships as we can and just do my job the best of my ability.
What was Dustin's reaction when you told him about the, I guess maybe the whole thing and then the structure?
Well, you know, the structure's kind of, I don't know, but he was laughing about it, and he's very proud of me, and he's kind of my biggest fan, so it's nice to have a big brother like that. And we all know he's the better punter, so I can, you know, give him a hard time about that. But
does he make more money?
Yeah, I think he still does. Somehow they made it look like he does it, but
lives in a bigger house.
Yeah, lives in a bigger house, has more kids though, so I don't know. Yeah, he's still picking up the dinner check. Oh, definitely. I've already had a few of my friends and people text me, and they're like, my son's going to be a punter. I'm sending him to you when he's, you know, 15 or whatever. So I've always told people, though, special teams is the way to go, or golf.
So you don't mind when you guys get poked fun at quite a bit because you're over in the
No, it's worth it. They make fun of us a lot, but then when training camp rolls around, they hate us, and they're really jealous of us. And, you know, they see us kind of hanging out in the locker room, and they're sweating it to meetings and stuff, but just a blessing, you know.
When they tendered you in the offseason, did you still think a long-term deal was potentially in the cards?
You know, I didn't know. I guess my agent made it seem like that there was one, but really going into this year, I was very happy with just being here, just being in the NFL, being with the Broncos for 1 year is better than a lot of things that I could be doing, and so I was happy with that, and just very surprised and excited when, you know, a few days ago he said, you know, we're getting close to something. So it's just great, you know, because it's a, you know, top organization in the league, and just honored, you know, like I said, and humbled to be here. So it's very exciting.
So what age are you going to start teaching him?
Nash?
Yeah.
Oh, he's already kicking. But he's a lefty. He's a lefty, so I'm sending him to Dustin. So I don't even have to worry about that. So I'll teach him how to golf, and then Dustin can teach him how to punt.
So you get rewarded like this, but always there's things that you want to improve on. I mean, everybody's hailing how great you are and everything, but what is it that will make you better?
Well, I just want to continue to I want to feel more consistent. I want to be more consistent. I want to, you know, our team to know that when I go out there that the defense is going to be in a good position, you know, that there's not going to be a return, that we can have a high net. It's not about, you know, just booting the ball. I just want to put our defense in a good situation. And with an offense like we have – and a defense like we have, if you can give them the ball in a good place, it just makes a great team. And I feel like that, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be a part of it, but I want to be more consistent, you know, be better, go out there knowing what I'm going to do and be able to do it with all my confidence. So it's still a lot of work. I want to, you know, I want to prove that I'm worth, you know, an extension and show that I'm going to work harder than anybody out there to be the best. So
keep all your friends, right?
Yes, man, that's right.
When we're looking at all those punting stats, which is the one that matters most to you?
Well, you know, it's tough because it's always been net, you know, net is the most important. And but then, you know, last year we had a really good year as far as return yards against, which goes hand in hand with net, but I've never seen a stat like that to where, and this says mostly a great deal to our coverage guys, you know, and some of our gunners like Omar Bolden, you know, some of the core guys, David Bruton and all these guys that are out there. Matt Willis was a gunner last year, but we only gave up average 6 yards against all year. And I mean, that's kind of something that I've never even paid attention to, but it was a lot better than, you know, a lot of things out there. And so that's a stat that I took pride in, you know, our unit doing. And so that's another thing, you know, if we could limit any returns, especially against the guys out there, it's just going to give you guys a good chance to win. So,
what do you compare yourself to Dustin? Maybe he's a better punter. How do you quantify
him? Well, he's been doing it for longer. He's a lefty, so there's already, you know, that goes against him. It's just, no, I'm just kidding. But Yeah, for Nash. But no, he kicks. Kansas City's a tough place to kick. You know, it gets cold quick, really windy. They've had some down years, so he's been out there 100 times a season on average for 8 years. So, and he's gone through some injuries. And I just feel like he's really, really consistent. And to get Pro Bowl your eighth year is pretty awesome accomplishment when you've been, you know, fighting against guys like Shane Leckler the whole time. And so I just feel like that he's kind of my, you know, where I'm setting my goal to be like him. And it's nice to have that person in your bloodline.
So that year you spent, like, living in his house?
Oh, yeah, that helped. We kicked a lot. You know, it was very humbling to you know, not make the team when I thought I could and go there and live with him. And it was also, I learned that I didn't want to, you know, be sitting at home taking care of three kids because he had three at the time, and so I was helping with all that. So I wanted to be out there on the practice field as much as possible. So I got to kick with him, learn some things, but it's definitely 6 weeks. It felt like a whole year. You know, it was just 6 weeks, but it felt like a long time. So it was just seems like, you know, a decade ago now. But
when Dustin signed his deal, did you think there was any way that your deal might, on average yearly compensation, approach his?
No, I didn't. You know, I didn't care, but I definitely, you know, didn't think. You know, I felt like he's put in, you know, the time and deserved that. And I just, I don't know, just because it's me, I just feel like that's just, all I've done is seen those kind of things on TV, and I never dreamed that I'd be in a position to be compensated like that. But again, that's why I'm just humbled and thankful, and just want to show that I deserve it, you know.
Britton, was that the low point in your life, and you realized you could make a living playing golf, and then you had to be a punter?
That was pretty low, yeah, because I couldn't play. No one would let me go play golf at that point. That was pretty low, but it was also the best, you know, because it was a time where I kind of figured out where I needed to be as far as my relationship with God and where his plans for me were. And I had to humble myself and say, look, you know, God, like, if I'm willing for this to not be my dream, I'm willing to give it up. I had to get to a point where I had to give it up and say, I can live my life, whatever you want me to do, and it not be football. And the second I did that, it was amazing. The next morning I got a call from Miami Dolphins for a workout down there, and I eventually, you know, signed on their practice squad, and then the Broncos signed me back. So I feel like it's just one of those things in life that, you know, it's all about giving up, you know, to God, and giving up yourself and to his way. And I think that it just shows how he's truly blessed me.
Anything else, guys?
Thanks, guys. Sorry to make you wait.